100.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP. It is 8:20, sunny at 85 today, and we've just started off the top 10 list. 955 WBAB. You have to guess what's on the top 10. JP's got the list. Of course, try to get the bounty prize, too.
Top 10 funniest movies of all time. And because I don't want you searching it, I'll tell you where I got the list from when we're done. Right. Bounty is on number 7.
All right. I got the Holy Grail at 3.
Yeah, you did.
Good luck getting the list. Good morning. Go ahead.
American Pie.
Not in the top 10.
Oh.
Not in the top. I don't think it's even in the top 25 either.
Really? Superbad in there?
Superbad is number 25.
Oh. Clearly not the top 10. Hi, BAB. What do you got?
Good morning. How about Porky's?
Not in the top 10. Ooh. Not again, not in the top 25 either.
Nope. Hi, BAB.
Yeah, good morning, guys. What about Blazing Saddles?
Blazing Saddles is number 1. And
wow.
The reason I even brought it up was because Mel Brooks, he's doing a screening. He's been going around the country doing screenings and then doing like question and answer afterwards.
Oh, that's awesome.
Mel Brooks is 90 years old.
Wow.
But they're doing it on September 1st at Radio City.
Oh, my God. I'd pay to see that.
So you can go see the movie, and then he'll come out, and he's going to do a question and answer with the audience afterwards.
Great.
That's pretty cool.
That's an awesome. I wish a lot of directors would do that. That's really cool.
That's pretty cool.
Wow. All right. Good job. 955-WBAB is the phone number if you'd like to make another guess at the funniest movies of all time.
I can't believe that they're showing this movie at Radio City Music Hall in 2016.
It actually went through my mind. I wonder if anybody will protest the movie.
I was thinking the same thing.
Because it's 2016, not 1970, whatever.
I was thinking this. I mean, the movie was, like, I read the story. The movie was made to spoof racism in Western movies that were being done up until that time. So the whole idea of having a black sheriff over an all-white town was to spoof that whole thing. Mm-hmm. But whether people get that or not, it's just a ball game, you know?
Well, it's very cool, and now there's still the rest of the list to go. 955-WBAB with the Bonnie Prize attached to number 7 if you get it. Funniest movies of all time. We'll see if you can get more of them coming next right now. 823 WBAB. Top 10 funniest movies of all time. Is that how you put it?
Top 10 funniest movies of all time. All right. Bounty is at number 7. So far, you got the Holy Grail at number 3 and Blazing Saddles at number 1.
Good morning, BAB. More guesses. Go ahead.
How about Caddyshack or Young Frankenstein?
Caddyshack, number 6. Young Frankenstein, number 5. Ooh. Nice.
Nice twofer. Good job.
Sweet.
Nice.
All right, 955-WBAB. See if we can knock out the rest of the list and get the bounty prize as well. Coming next on 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock, with Roger and JP. Well, 2.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock, Roger and JP. It's 8:31. We're in the middle of the top 10 list this morning. If you're just joining us, JP's got the list. We're trying to figure out what's on it.
I have the top 10 funniest movies of all time. You guys are doing pretty well, though, to be honest with you.
What, we got half the list so far, man?
One, two, yeah.
One more?
A little bit.
All right.
Around there.
955 WBAB. Blazing Saddles is number 1 to give you an idea. The tone of the list, it's awesome. I mean, there's not really anything arguable on this list, I don't think. It doesn't seem it so far. It's pretty solid. Good morning, BAB. You got a guess? Go ahead.
How's about Airplane?
Number 2.
Good job.
Yeah.
Any more Leslie Nielsen's on there?
Yeah.
Naked Gun?
Number 10.
Really? Both made it? Wow.
Number 10.
All right. Few left, and the bounty is at what number again?
Number 7.
All right.
Ted, how come you're so quiet?
I didn't hear all the guesses, but anybody guess The Hangover?
Nobody guessed it, and it's not in the top 10, nor is in the top 25.
Wow.
Damn.
I was surprised by that, because I'm looking at some of the stuff that's in there, and I'm like,
Yeah. No respect for The Hangover, Ted, sorry. All right, 955-WBAB. See if you can get the rest of the list. Otherwise, JP will reveal it next on 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock with Roger and JP.
Guten lieben Klausen Globen.
102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock, Roger and JP. It's 8:37, sunny and 85 degrees today. All right, let's see if we can knock out the rest of the top 10 list. Otherwise, JP's going to reveal it.
Top 10 funniest movies of all time. You guys have begun. You guys are doing all right. You're chilling.
We got a few left.
You're chilling. You got a few left, but you're chilling. Bounty is at number 7.
All right. You get a prize if you figure out what one is at number 7.
Yeah. Blazing Saddles is on here. You know, Animal House. Did I just give it away?
If we don't finish up the list, JP will reveal it next.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, B.A.B. Your guest, go.
How about Easy Money?
Easy Money's not in the top 10 either. I mean, it's great. So great.
Hi, B.A.B.
Hey, guys. How about History of the World?
Nope.
Animal House?
Animal House is number 4. History of the World got robbed. I don't care what anybody says.
Hello, B.A.B.
Yeah, I'm going to say Billy Madison.
Billy Madison's not here.
No Adam Sandler, right? Not top 10.
No Adam Sandler in the top 10.
Sorry. Hi, B.A.B. Go ahead. One more.
Hey, how you doing? What about Spaceballs?
Not in the top 10. I actually saw that movie theater with my friend Chris, and we were the only two in the theater laughing.
Well, you were right. It was funny. History has proven that.
I was high.
And then there's that.
You need the top 10 here.
Give us the full top 10. Let's hear it. Funniest movies of all time.
According to Rolling Stone magazine, top 10 funniest movies of all time. And number 10, The Naked Gun. And number 9, you did not get Dumb and Dumber.
Really? Top 10?
So you're saying this? Dude, that movie's hysterical.
Yeah, it is.
Come on. Number 8, nobody got. More from Monty Python.
Really?
The Life of Brian.
Brian made it?
Yes, sure did. Wow. The Bounty at number 7. I was shocked that this was in the top 10. This is Spinal Tap.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of respect for that.
And then it goes Caddyshack, Young Frankenstein, Animal House, Monty Python and the Holy Grail. Number 2 is Airplane. And number 1 on the list of the funniest movies of all time, Blazing Saddles.
There it is.
And again, if you're just tuning in, there's something really cool happening September 1st. Mel Brooks, at 90 years old, is doing Back in the Saddle again, a screening of Blazing Saddles at Radio City Music Hall. So if that's something you think you might be into, you can try getting tickets to that thing. It's also a question and answer with Mel Brooks after the movie's over, so that should be pretty cool.
There's the top 10 list brought to you by College Hunks Hauling Junk and College Hunks Moving. Quick reminder, if you haven't yet, football season's getting very close. Sign up for the Roger and JP free football pool at WBAB.com, brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. $3,000 cash is the first prize, and it's free to you. Register at WBAB.com. Good luck. Right now, Ted has traffic.
Your BAB Sunrise Toyota.